Judas goes from the feast to negotiate Jesus' betrayal. But the look which Jesus cast on Judas convinced him that the Savior penetrated his hypocrisy and read his contemptible character. And in commending Mary's action, Christ rebuked Judas. The reproof rankled in his heart, and he went directly to the palace of the high priest and offered to betray Jesus into their hands. The leaders of Israel had been given the privilege of receiving Christ as their Savior, without money and without price. But they refused the precious gift and bought their Lord for 30 pieces of silver. Judas grudged Mary's gift of costly ointment to Jesus. His heart burned with envy that the Savior should be the recipient of a gift suitable for the monarchs of the earth. For far less than the ointment cost, he betrayed his Lord. The disciples were not like Judas. They loved the Savior but did not rightly appreciate his character. The wise men from the East, who knew so little of Jesus, had shown a truer appreciation of the honor due him. Christ values acts of heartfelt courtesy. He did not refuse the simplest flower plucked by the hand of a child and offered to him in love. He accepted the offerings of children, and blessed the givers. In the scriptures, Mary's anointing of Jesus is mentioned as distinguishing her from the other Marys. Acts of love and reverence for Jesus are an evidence of faith in him as the Son of God. Christ accepted Mary's wealth of pure affection which his disciples did not, would not, understand. It was the love of Christ that constrained her. That ointment was a symbol of the heart of the giver, the outward demonstration of a love fed by heavenly streams until it overflowed. The loneliness of Christ, living the life of humanity, was never appreciated by the disciples as it should have been. He was often grieved. He knew that if they were under the influence of the heavenly angels that accompanied him, they too would think no offering of sufficient value to declare the heart's affection.